Good morning, everybody.
Ounces of Information by Central States Beverage Company.
Today with me is Leslie and Steve Cazuz. You guys are from Bootstrap Brewing. Just so you guys know, we kind of use this podcast as a get to know you or a get to know you better. It's kind of a fun way for our sales team to have something to listen to in between their drive from accounts and get to have a little bit of insight into the products that we're selling. Is just you guys' opportunity to plug Bootstrap Brewing, say anything you want, feel free to talk about what's on your mind. But I've got a list of questions here that we're just going to go down and just have a nice little chat.
Sure. Great.
To kick things off, everybody kind of has an origin story, like superheroes is what I like to compare it to. But do you guys have a origin story, so to speak, with Bootstrap Brewing?
Yeah. So, Leslie and I started out in the high tech industry, and my hobby was always doing a lot of home brewing. Leslie bought me a homebrew kit for Christmas, and I'd been brewing for a number of years. And at some point, my company got bought out by another company, and we had an opportunity to think about starting up a brewery, which was a dream of ours. And there's a lot of awesome breweries around us here in Colorado. And so we went off and did our due diligence. We talked to Dale Katechis at Oscar Blues, Eric Wallace at Left Hand, the Odells up at Odell Brewing, and, you know, just kind of picked their brains. And we were really passionate about starting it, but we didn't really have a clue about how to start a business on the brewing side. So we got a lot of great information. We were making fun beers. And in 2012, we started brewing beer. We became Bootstrap Brewing. And I was brewing beer on a small 3.5 barrel system, which soon after grew into a 15 barrel brew house. And now we're in Longmont, and we've got a 30-barrel brew house and lots of 90-barrel fermenters, and we're rocking and rolling. In June, it'll be 10 years, and so we're really excited about it.
It sounds like you definitely took that engineer approach and got all the variables, talked to some experts in the field, and you guys have good company over there where you're at, so that was a smart move on your play. You guys transplanted from California, is that right?
Yeah, so we're actually locals.
Yeah, we grew up here, and we ended up out in California for work for a while.
Yeah, and that was part of our high-tech business. We were working here in Colorado, moved out to California, moved back to Colorado, and started brewing out here.
Very nice. So with that, we'll just jump right into the beers. Right off the top, we got Pickle Me Up, which is your golden ale. You can tell us a little bit about that. That's always a interesting one. I had a friend here who puts a pickle slice, like a pickle spear, in his hams. And I had never seen that before. And suddenly it seems to be popping up. So,
yeah. So our base beer is our 1956 golden ale, which we serve up in the tap room. And that base beer has won silver and gold at the Great American Beer Festival. And off of that beer, we make a Backfire Chili, which is a spicy chili beer, which is only served in our tap room. But we also make Pickle Me Up, which is the pickle beer. And we also make Chillax Pineapple Gold using the base beer. And so with Pickle Me Up, that's something that we just introduced in the last month. It's a beer that we initially introduced at our 9-year anniversary last year through the tap room, just experimented with it. It was a great tasting beer and it was extremely well received. I couldn't keep that beer on tap. I was having a hard time.
It's a good sign.
yeah, for sure. I was having a hard time keeping it on tap in the tap room. So we went out and started sampling it with different customers and it's got great graphics. Why don't you explain what the picture's all about on there?
Yeah. So, I don't know if you've seen the videos of cats versus cucumbers or cats afraid of cucumbers.
Yes, I have scoured the internet and I've come across quite a few.
They are hilarious. And so when we came out with this, I told our brand design agency, Moxie Sozo, let's go with the kitty theme and the cucumbers. And it was so much fun because our account manager over there said, you know, Leslie, I know you have kitties. Why don't you send me pictures of your kitties? And so they actually kind of drew in three of our fur babies onto the can, which was so much fun. The little tiger cat at the bottom with the pickleball paddle in her mouth is our little Stella.
Oh.
And they just captured her essence so well.
Yeah. And also leveraging that, we like Leslie said, there's a pickleball paddle and a pickleball. And we thought, you know what, this will be a lot of fun to be able to collaborate or team up with some pickleball restaurants and
leagues and
leagues
tournaments
and all that stuff.
We've got plenty of pickleball here in Missouri, Kansas City. So
it's a
good play. And I love you guys' can design. I'm a designer by trade.
Okay.
And there's so much in all of your cans and all the details. Like I don't know if people notice or not, but all the little Easter eggs and you guys make it so personal. Like I didn't realize that those were your specific cats on the can. But just those, like the cowbells hidden in between each and every one of the cans. That was such a cool thing for me to discover and go through and try and find on each one of the cans. Like that I feel like that's a good talking point for most people, or just how much care you guys put into that stuff on every level.
Yeah, for sure. So the story behind the cowbell is we're always about more cowbell. And more flavor, more hops, more, you know, it's just a great tasting beer.
And we just love that Christopher Walken Saturday Night Live video.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. I'm starting to catch a trend here. You guys like, you know, videos on the internet starting to kind of resonate. I have a strange eclectic taste in those as well. So.
Perfect.
But yeah, moving on to Lush Puppy. This is the one that I think has a lot of swell personally around the office. I've heard a lot of people talking about it and very excited to get their hands on it. So I know that like philanthropy sort of plays into you guys a lot too. And one of your interviews I was listening to, you guys sort of kicked this whole thing off with like a puppy adoption. Is that sort of where you got the name Lush Puppy, or did Lush Puppy come first? Or
Yeah, well, the name generated, you know, we were all sitting around with the staff saying we need a name for this new beer, and you know, we were talking about what does it taste like, how does it make you feel, and I threw out Luscious, and one of our team members said let's call it Lush Puppy, and it just kind of rolled off of, you know, the tips of our tongues, and so we went with that. And definitely once we knew that we had the dog and the puppy designs, it was just a natural fit for our launch to partner up with. There's a place out here called Max Fund Adoptions, and they actually brought puppies to one of the festivals that we poured it for the first time. And I think they were all adopted before the festival even opened.
Yeah. Some of the brewers, the other brewers in the other tents, they came over and they immediately said, oh, this one's mine and that one's mine. We're like, whoa, this is very cool.
But it was so fun because the reps and and our on-premise and off-premise accounts really got behind it. And so we were donating 50 cents per case back to the adoption. We had restaurants doing pint nights where they were donating. So, and it was just so much fun. We did more promotions in our facility where we brought in the Humane Society. We brought in Big Bones Canine Rescue. Others that I can't think of right off the top of my head, but it was so much fun, and we couldn't believe how excited everybody was to, you know, build that launch around that message. We're saving puppies.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a huge thing. Our distributors were like, who doesn't love puppies, you know? And knowing that there was something more behind it, and we were saving all these puppies was, in fact, there was they threw out a number just in the MBO that we did that particular month. And it was like in the hundreds, and it was awesome. It was just a feel good story, plus a great beer.
I was going to say, what a combo. Yeah. The Juicy IPA I know is a popular one, but I personally haven't had the Lush Puppy yet, but it looks delicious. Is it mainly... Is there a specific citrus focus? I saw oranges on the can.
Yep. We do put some orange peel in there, but also the way that we make the beer and with the hops, there's just a lot of citrus, tropical fruit flavor to it. So it's just a juicy IPA. It's really nice. It took me a year to work through the batches. So I think I went through 12 or 13 batches until I finally got it to a point where it was the right color. I wanted it to be along the orange color and just a lot of great aroma and great flavor. And you guys will find that as we brew our beers, and it's very intentional, we're very methodical. We don't brew 100 beers and put it out there and see what sticks on the wall. We're very methodical and how we take our approach and making a great beer and leveraging our customers through the tap room. We love the feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. And we just came up with a winner. This Lush Puppy actually was being served up at Coors Field out here in Colorado, which is where the Colorado Rockies professional baseball team plays. So we're really excited about that.
Did you get a pretty good reception there at the, having, you know, craft beer and the ball fields are pretty great deal.
Yeah. No, it was one of the best selling craft beers up there. Every time we went out there, we'd take our staff out there for team bonding. All the servers up there are usually the same ones year to year. And they say they push it and they love it. And we're excited about it.
That's great. You guys are so integrated into the local community. I mean, it sounds like you're running out of places to integrate. you guys are involved in so much, but I'm sure you'll find more.
Absolutely.
We can jump over to Insane Rush. So the first thing that stood out to me about this IPA is it 7.6 ABV? Is that correct?
Yep, it is.
It's a bit higher than most of the sessionable sort of IPAs I've come across.
Yeah, it's on the higher end of the spectrum.
Is there a reason behind that? Or?
You know, when I started brewing it, I actually started at home and home brewing it. And it was, about 6.8%. And, you know, as you're brewing, as you're just a home brewer, you're kind of all over the place. And your style and what you're making. And I found that this beer, even as a higher ABV beer, it's well balanced. And my whole intent on this was to just have a ton of hops in it, a lot of, aroma and flavor. But I also wanted it really well balanced with the malt. So it's a little bit maltier. But it's a great balance between malt and hops. So it's a very drinkable beer. It ended up, you know, being 7.2%, 7.6%. And this is where it landed. It's actually our flagship beer. It's one of the top selling craft beers, IPA here in Colorado. The top craft beer in some of the distributors, both CDC and High Country out here. And so it's been extremely well received. Everybody loves it.
We call it the gateway IPA because people who say that they don't like it, like IPAs, you know, you ask them, hey, try a little sip of this and let me know what you think. And the next thing I know, they've got a pint of it in their hands.
Yeah, so it's not the big, bold hops in your face. It's just very well-rounded and very well-balanced.
I was going to say, you had to know you had something when it was selling that well as an IPA, because I feel like the general public has come around to IPAs and
yep.
They've found, you know, their spot with those. But you're doing something right with Insane Rush.
Yeah. So. And actually, you know, yeah, the Insane Rush was the first beer that we packaged. We had only one SKU. We were so small and we're like, hey, if we're going to make this, if this business is going to succeed, let's get in the middle of the IPA market and see where we stand.
Number one selling style. And, yeah. if we can do this, then we can keep going.
Yep. And again, it was extremely well received. And it's in a lot of on-premise, off-premise places around here and selling really well.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, to kind of bring it full circle on the ones that you're bringing to us, the Chillax Pineapple
yep.
Gold, that same golden ale.
Yep.
Infused with the pineapple here. So what makes, I guess, your gold such a perfect like base for all these infusion ones? Like, can you elaborate on that a little?
Sure, further? Sure. You know, I think it's the passion behind developing that recipe. 1956 was a beer that I made as a tribute to my dad and the Hungarian students who in 1956 revolted against communism in Hungary. And so it's a style of beer that my dad really, really enjoyed. And it's what he drinks. And it's just interesting. It's a lot of Pilsner malts and there's some other stuff in there. It's, again, a great balance with the hops. The hops shine through, but it's very subtle. It's a great session beer, and obviously, it's a great base beer to infuse other fruits and whatever in it.
I think it's just so gentle that it doesn't fight against any other ingredient that you put in it.
Yeah, and this one. So it is the pineapple. And by the way, everything that we infuse with is real. So I don't use extract or sweeteners or anything like that. So this is real pineapple juice. And Pickle Me Up, that's real pickle juice. So
I noticed that across the board too. Yeah. I mean, even your seltzers, all real fruit, everything. So
absolutely.
That goes a long way. I think people can tell the difference too. I mean, that is immediately a giveaway if you have those sort of, you know, weird aftertastes from the artificial
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely. So Chillax, that's another one that was picked up at Coors Field. So last year we had both Lush Puppy and Chillax at the baseball games and a number of different venues. But this is another one where we wanted a fruit beer and we tried so many different fruits. We actually went through the alphabet from A to working our way to Z. We couldn't figure out a Q
for the longest time
until somebody turned us on to some fruit from China or something like that. So, but we kept coming back to pineapple. That's the one that everybody really liked, and when it was off, they said, when's it coming back?
And we would have people walk into the tap room and look at the menu and not see it and just...
They'd walk out.
Where are you going? You can't get it anywhere else.
That's great. Yeah, I'm very curious to try this one because I worked on an organic pineapple farm in Maui while, and the my gosh, the pineapples there were phenomenal. Yeah. So the chance to, you know, taste it in a beer, like it's gonna be like I said, very looking forward to tasting that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, and you'll have a glass or a can, and as you're bringing it up to your face, you'll smell that pineapple aroma. And then you'll taste the pineapple for sure. And again, it's a little bit, it's more cowbell. You got to taste it. You know, we didn't want to be too subtle with some of these flavors. So, but it's a very drinkable beer, and it's got the beautiful pineapple flavor to it.
Yeah, and out here in Colorado, we sell a lot of kegs of that to pizza, sushi, Mexican. It just goes really well with a lot of different foods.
Yep, for sure.
Good food pairings. That kind of transitions a little bit to the question I had about you guys. Like, most people have food pairings with their beers, but I noticed you guys like to pair songs with your beers as well. You seem to be very big music people, and you guys have a nice stage in your tasting room
for sure.
That you have concerts and things, I imagine. Where does that love of music come from? Is that just something personal from you guys? Are you listening to music all the time in the brew house? Or?
Yeah, well, both.
Both, yeah.
We keep the classic rock on 24 hours a day. And actually, we've morphed into, we've got a little reggae now. We've got, 70s funk and the Dropkick Murphys channel.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very
nice. Yeah, you're right.
It's almost that time of year. Yeah.
You're right. We identify each one of the beers with particular songs. That's really Leslie's forte. And but in the brewery, 24/7, we play music because I believe that the yeast will perform better if they have some fun music, and they're going to make great beer. And it's I truly believe that. And you even see it in some science studies where they'll play, I don't know, some just outrageous music and stick the speakers by the plants that are growing. And some of the plants will just wilt away. Right. And then you play Beethoven and they're like growing like crazy.
Yeah,
so.
And they'll study the water, the water crystals, how they change when you play death metal versus.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to have to be careful. I have my bonsai tree next to my speaker. So it seems to be doing well, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll keep a closer eye on it in the future.
There you go.
But I have heard that. That's interesting. I love that you're applying it to the yeast.
Yeah. And actually, the one that everybody asks about is Leslie's Hot Tub Party Mix. Is that on the Insane Rush?
Yes.
And everybody's really curious about that. So we're going to have to get Leslie to develop that album and start selling it.
Yeah, you need a Spotify playlist or something.
There you go.
Access.
Exactly.
And we can play it in the office. That's something that we do in the marketing office all the time. We've got a nice speaker system in there, and we usually play music, and it's become a regular enough thing that people walk in and we're not playing music. They're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
This is strange. It's way too quiet in here.
Right, for sure.
Well, out of those four, I mean, you guys also just have a pile of medals. It looks like have you just resorted to using them as like door stoppers at this point? I mean, there's so many medals you guys have. I don't know how you store all of them, or your necks must just be killing you from the weight.
Right.
But I mean, Insane Rush definitely has a bunch.
We hang the most prominent ones over our taps in the tap room, and then I've got, some of the smaller competitions. I got to figure out how to showcase them. But we used to have two tasting rooms. And so it was like, okay, well, let's put half over here and half over here. And
And it's a fun thing. It's not like we go out to win competitions or how many medals can we get?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do? Okay. But my point is that for me, from the brewer side, it's great to put your beer out there. It's great winning, and you get the respect from your peers and all that. But it's really the feedback that we get from the judges. You know, what did we do right? What do they like? What don't they like? So it just kind of is a affirmation that we're making great beer, and our staff is, my brewers are doing a fantastic job, and the packaging guys and all that. So our standards really high, just like other breweries are. But we think we've got a really nice recipe for success.
Yeah. And my goal when we're entering a competition, you know, I used to in the early days enter everything, and then it got to the point where let's pare it down to the ones that are the most important to us, but also specific to the beers that we package, because that just helps as a selling point to have that, you know, that list.
Sure. And I think it obviously shows you have a good recipe for success based on the ones you get. You've got a good spread of local and also just national ones. But I think it comes through in what you're making and hearing you talk about just how much you put into it, like quality over quantity.
Yep.
I mean, it's not crazy to think this is why you have this pedigree of all these medals. So it's got to be a rewarding feeling to get that feedback, to even in those instances of a medal, having something to go home with and improve the recipe and constantly be pushing those boundaries.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And you know, it's also important for us to have the best beer out there, especially here in Colorado, where we have, I don't know, over 300 breweries, and we've got some of the top brewers in the country, you know, next door and down the street. So,
and drinking in our tap room.
And drinking in our tap room. So we got to stay on top of it.
Do you find that that's a good community to be in? You guys all, if you're drinking each other's tap rooms, you're probably, and I feel like that reciprocates pretty evenly across the beer industry. Yeah. Everybody likes working with each other. It's a good industry to be in creatively.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're planning two collaborations for the festival in March. Colorado Brewers Guild does a collaboration fest, so we're cooking up some fun stuff for that. What is that?
Yep.
The first week of March, I
yep.
think.
Yep. No, first week of April.
April.
Yep.
Good. If it was March, I wouldn't be able to make it over, but I may have to come and see you guys. Yeah,
absolutely.
And just check everything out.
For sure. For sure. You'll be impressed with our place. Great brewery.
From what I've seen online, I'm very excited. Yeah, it seems like a super cool space you guys have and a good culture. We could sort of jump down the list here. Got sure. some other fun topics we've already touched on a little bit, but That story behind your golden ale, is there, that it seems interesting to me that is such a base of so many of your things, but it also has such a rich, like family story. You guys also seem to be very focused on family, all your social media posts and everything. I see you guys in those. And I think the interview I watched, your son was with you in that, but that was,
yeah.
that was a while back.
Yeah.
Sure. So it was cool to see that dynamic between you guys. Would you say you take that family sort of dynamic and apply it to other things?
Absolutely.
Yeah, with our staff and our business and just philanthropy across the board. But yeah, our son works with us. He's actually in the kegging and packaging department, and right now he's doing some warehousing, and we treat the rest of our employees the same way, like they're our kids. And we know that they're out trying to buy homes and cars and having kids and stuff, so it's important for us to make them feel welcome there and safe and comfortable. And you know, we make great beer, we drink great beer, we party hard, but we also take care of everybody.
Yeah, and when we, you know, when we bring on new people and we're going through the interview process, I always like to think, I want to go on vacation with this person for a week.
Yes, absolutely, right?
It's a good gauge.
Yeah.
That's a good gauge.
Well, you know, it just like at any job, you're probably spending more time at work with folks rather than, as opposed to spending all that time with your wife or girlfriend or significant other or whatever. And so if you're spending more time with other people, you better like them. You better have a good time.
Right. I'm sure you got a happy brewery, then you have, you make better beer too.
Yes.
Sort of back to that, that music playing in the, for the yeast. You just cultivate all that positivity in there. You can't help but have something good come out of it.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
Is there anything else you guys want to, sort of speak about more specifically? Anything you got coming up? Any big projects you're working on?
Yeah.
Just the excitement of breaking into certain markets and things like that?
Yeah, I'd like to actually talk about the mixed pack real quick, because that has beers in it that you're not getting six packs of.
That's true.
But it's got two of everything we make. And so what you're going to see in there that you're not getting cases of is our Wreak Havoc Imperial Red, which has won two World Beer Cups and two GABF medals. It is 8.6%, but it really drinks like a 4.
Yeah, it's a something. Session. It's a session.
Wow. You guys and your high ABV session bowls, you're crazy.
It's delicious. So it you guys is. Will enjoy trying that. And then the Styx Pale Ale, which is 5.5%, that one has won back-to-back GABF
medals. We just won gold on that.
Yeah.
At this last.
Congrats. Holy cow.
And that one, that one's named after Steve. I used to call him the Stick Man.
Styx Pale Ale. Yes.
Yeah. So that's named after him. And if you look at that can, there's another Where's Waldo on there. We've hidden Steve's face on the can design.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Do you guys play then? You guys, I mean, obviously love music. Do you you play any instruments or anything?
Just karaoke.
Just karaoke? All right. Yeah. That's a good one.
I used to play the piano a long time ago. Yeah. Steve played the sax. But now we just have live music 6 days a week in the brewery, and we just watch everybody else do it.
Yeah, we realize that there's better people out there that know what they're doing. Leslie's a big dreamer about, she wished she was a rock star back in the day and singing and all that. She is a rock star to me, but
I'd say you guys are pretty close. And I mean, you know, beer is an important element in being a rock star. So you're providing much needed goods to the creatives out there.
Yeah, right.
But I love all you guys' culture. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, so yeah. So the mixed pack, and the other thing you're going to see in there is two of our seltzers. But what's coming up probably late April, May timeframe is we're going to release our Boat Snack Hazy IPA, which is delicious. Ooh. And I can't wait till you see that can design. That is that's some crazy stuff going on.
It was called Boat Snack.
Boat Snack. Yep.
Interesting.
Need a snack on your boat? Here you go.
So this is our first underwater scene.
Yeah. Based on some travels we've done, you know, beach travels in the past. And so there's some fun stuff on it.
I thought I heard you guys mention that you almost moved to the Caribbean, or you had an interest in that at one point. Is that?
Well, that was the choice.
Yeah.
Are we moving to an island or are we opening a brewery?
Right. That was part of our journey as we were thinking about opening up a brewery. We were also saying, well, you know, if we don't open a brewery, then we should live out on the ocean somewhere, out on a great beach, out in the Caribbean. And so I had gone to the American Brewers Guild, done a small stint with them. And you know, once we were done with that, it was like, oh man, we got to open up a brewery. So the mistake that we did was we didn't open up the brewery in the Caribbean. that would have just nailed all of our bucket list stuff, but we're having fun.
Maybe someday you could still have a satellite location or something.
There you go. Absolutely.
But it is interesting to me. I think a lot of that comes through in you guys' your brews. I mean, you've got a lot of real fruit. You've got a lot of that tropical sort of infusion into a lot of the different beers and ales and things.
Right.
So you guys definitely pulled from what you know it shines through.
Right on. Very cool.
What are the two seltzers in that? I know you've got three. You get the Greyhound, the Cosmo, and the Sunrise. Do you know which two are in that?
We kind of mix it up. So we try to get a Greyhound in every box because that's definitely the best selling in our tap room. And we have people that, you know, come buy six packs of that specifically. And then depending on what the guys feel like on the day they're hand packing it, they either grab the Cosmo or the Sunrise.
Very nice. Well, I've just got a little segment here at the end that's called my heavy hitter questions. These are just questions off the top. You guys can shout out your answer.
Butter up!
Five heavy hitters.
First question is air guitar or karaoke star?
Oh, air guitar.
Which one are you? Air guitar?
Yeah. Steve's a karaoke star.
I am a karaoke.
Steve is a karaoke star. I was going to say, based on your answer earlier, karaoke star. Okay. Okay. Question two, what's your go-to beverage right now out of your portfolio? What's the one that you just, that's the one you find yourself gravitating to?
I've been drinking the pickle like crazy.
I have too. Usually, otherwise, I'm usually a Lush puppy.
Yep. I also love our amber, which we only have in the tap room.
Right.
But there's some days that I just go straight for an insane rush. Like, all right, just let's do it.
Yeah.
You got a good mix in there. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm glad that the ones that you listed are the ones that we're getting. That's great.
Yes, for sure.
Question three. When can we expect the hot tub party mix to drop?
Yeah,
when are we going to get that playlist on Spotify?
Can
you confirm a date? Okay. All right.
Let me put that on my to-do list.
Sure. Not to put any pressure on you. Just right. Curious. Yeah. I did see that come up quite a bit looking up you guys. So. Question four, snow day or beach day?
Beach.
Oh, beach.
We had to think about that one in a long time.
I was going to say, I feel like I loaded these questions. These were pretty easy softball questions for you guys, but the last one, question five, is just anything you want to tell your fans, anything you want to get out there. You guys have been wonderful. I love so much learning about your brewery. You guys have so much heart and dedication put into everything you guys are doing. There's clearly a passion there. You seem like a happy bunch of people. And obviously you're doing something right with the awards you're winning and sort of just the beer precedes you. It is out there. We're excited to get it here. And I think I speak for everyone at the company when I say that they're excited to share this information. And yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. And
yeah. Well, and we're coming out your way in a couple of weeks, and we're really excited. I mean, you guys will find how passionate we are about our business, our beers, and we know that you've got a great demographics environment out there, and we're really excited about introducing our beer to a lot of great people.
And this morning, while we were running out to get coffee, I kind of did a little Google search, and it looks like you've got over 100 barbecue joints. And so we're going to be there for 5 days. You think we can hit it once, at least once?
You're going to have to pace yourself. It's a bit heavy, but we can direct you to all the good spots. And yes,
awesome.
I think you guys' beers are going to plug in great with our community. I mean,
yes.
Everything from just the pickleball to the insane rush and the crushability of that stuff. Like, I think you guys are going to do really well here, and we're excited to get it. So
right on.
It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. I look forward to meeting you in person. And thank you so much for doing this interview.
Yeah.
I'll let you know as soon as I get it edited and posted, and you guys can listen to it and
let
me know what you think.
No, thanks for inviting us. And we'll talk to you soon.
Sure thing.
We'll see you soon.
Yep, for sure.
Ounces of Information by Central States Beverage Company.